Well, bees are certainly a hot topic this morning. A statewide emergency order took effect last night that aims to prevent the spread of Varroa destructa, commonly called Varroa mite, and described as the number one threat for Australia's bee industry. Joining me now with more on that, because I certainly don't know too much about it, is New South Wales Minister for Agriculture and also Western New South Wales Dougal Saunders, who's on the line. Good morning, Minister.
Yeah, morning, Richard. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for your time. So this first appeared or was identified on Friday in the port of Newcastle. How did it get here, this Varroa mite?
Well, that's a good question. That's one of the questions we're still working on. But what we know is that the sentinel hives that operate around the port of Newcastle picked it up, which is great news.
When you say sentinel hives, what are they, like sort of test hives, are they? Or?
Yeah, they're literally normal hives, but they are tested regularly by DPI staff to make sure that we're across exactly what's happening and if anything unusual, like Varroa mite, might be present in the area. That's what's been picked up. Since then, there's been a lot of testing done in that sort of 50K zone that was established quite quickly, and unfortunately, there was the discovery of Varroa mite in a commercial beekeeper's hives. Those hives have now been sort of taken in, and we then found over the weekend that some of the hives from that property had also been moved out to Trangie, which is part of my Dubbo electorate.
Right.
So those hives have been locked down. The bees will be euthanised from them and those hives destroyed. The good news is there are no mites that have been discovered in those hives, but given they were from the original property where there has been a discovery of mites, the decision was made to act quite decisively.
And why are we so worried about this Varroa mite? What does it do? What effect does it have on the industry?
Yeah, look, it will have a severe impact. Australia currently is the largest honey-producing country in the world that can claim to be Varroa mite-free, and that means that we are regarded as being clean and green and organic by every other country in the world. So if we do have a large incursion that we can't eliminate, then that goes, and that's probably worth $70 million a year annually. So it's a big impact, and we're talking, I guess, to beekeepers from last night saying whether you're a hobby beekeeper or you're a professional apiarist, we need you checking your hives, doing your sugar shake test, which is one of the ways that beekeepers look for things like Varroa mite, and reporting very quickly if you see anything that looks slightly unusual.
And how does it affect the bees? What does it do to them?
Yeah, look, it slowly but surely destroys a hive, basically. It can either be living on a bee itself, or it can be living in the brood where the queen bee lays her eggs, works on the young, and essentially can disable them before they become adults. So it isn't necessarily an impact in year one or year two, but by year three and four, it can have destroyed an entire hive. And if you have that operating right across a state or a country, it can decimate the bee population and therefore decimate the pollinating and the honey-producing capabilities of those hives.
Right. Now, the statewide emergency order that, as I understand it, took effect last night, that's a sort of basically a lockdown for the bee industry for the whole of New South Wales. What does that actually mean?
Well, it just means if you're a beekeeper, you cannot move hives currently. We need you to stay exactly where they are so that we can then account for exactly who's got what where, and we're asking beekeepers to now do those checks themselves and report in. Around Newcastle itself is that main front that we're still working on, so there's the 10-kilometre radius where there is an eradication order in place. The 25K zone around the port of Newcastle is strict surveillance, so all hives are being checked there. In the 50K radius, we are asking all beekeepers to let us know where hives are, if they've moved anything from there. And then the statewide scenario is just not to move anything at all until we can start accounting for where hives might be.
Right. That eradication program, that's a 10-kilometre radius from the port of Newcastle. That means what, all hives have to be destroyed?
Yes, unfortunately it does. All bees would be euthanised and all hives are being destroyed. And then, hopefully that's what's going to happen at Trangie as well. Although there are no mites actually that have been detected in the hives that are out there, given they are from the original property, those bees are being euthanised and those hives destroyed as well. That's the reality of what this looks like for beekeepers. Industry's been fantastic. They've been very much on the front foot, and supporting everything that we're doing through the Department of Primary Industries, because it is their livelihood, and they care about this as well.
I had a number of beekeepers or apiarists ring me early this morning and said, look, the worry is that a lot of people that, you know, are amateurs aren't registered and might either ignore the calls or, you know, maybe not be aware of them because they're not registered. And a couple of people said you should ring a 1-800 number and dob these people in if they're not registered. Would you sort of back that up?
Oh, well, look, I think it is everyone's responsibility to do the right thing. There's no doubt about that. And I think, look, some beekeepers might do the wrong thing, and that would be disappointing, but this is something that will impact everyone, whether you're a commercial beekeeper or a hobbyist. So really, it's on everyone to do the right thing. There is a 1-800 number to call if you do have concerns or want to let DPI know, and that's 1-800-084-881. So 1-800-084-881. And look, a lot of people within the industry will know their local DPI person, so just get in contact with them if you're seeing something that looks unusual, if you're worried about your hives, if you're worried about someone else's hives. Obviously, we're asking everyone to do the right thing here, and hopefully they will.
And look, a couple of listeners also rang in and said, what about native bees? Does it affect native bees? And if so, how the hell do you control, you know, the movement of native bees?
Well, you can't control the movement of native bees. It's like any pest, like we had with Japanese encephalitis. You know, wild animals, feral animals, you cannot control. Look, it can certainly be spread, we think, via native bees, and that would be one of the things that is out of our control. But what is in our control is the hives that people own and run for making their own honey, and that's where locking down now is important, detecting if there is anything there and very quickly destroying those bees so that other native bees can't pick it up and spread it.
And this lockdown is for, I should imagine, an indefinite period at this stage.
Yeah, look, the original biosecurity zone we set up around the port was for a six-month period. The statewide one is, at this point, I guess, indefinite until we can get a bit of a handle on exactly where hives are and start doing that immediate testing where we feel there are concerns.
Right, and the eradication of all the hives within the 10-kilometre radius, has that already begun or gets underway today?
Look, that's already begun. That will continue today, and it will be a difficult scenario, and I do feel for those people that are impacted by that. It's a very difficult thing. It's like any produce you look after, any animals you tend to, you feel pretty ordinary if you're having to have this happen at your place. But this is the best way forward, and certainly thoughts with anyone involved in the industry, and we'll keep supporting as much as possible.
Great. Look, thank you very much for your time this morning. Have a good day, Minister.
Good on you, Richard. Thank you.
Thank you. Dougal Saunders, Minister for Agriculture in New South Wales. That number again, if you've got any queries and you'd like a few answers, 1-800-084-881. That's 1-800-084-881.